It's Thursday, the day we read from listener email each week. Our roundtable on race drew many comments.
Alan Posner in East Lansing, Michigan says, "Bravo. This was radio at its best. I applaud the ability of your panel to discuss this troubling and difficult topic with a significant degree of frankness and self-revelation."
Jennifer Bush in Glenwood City, Wisconsin, was especially impressed by the words of panelist Wilbert Glover. He spoke courageously of his pain and the pain in so many hearts about slavery, segregation, and racism. He called for a gathering of African Americans to the mall in Washington, D.C. to cry and process their experience. Jennifer Bush said, "I would love for this gathering to actually happen."
But a note of disapproval from Richard Badauskas in Atlanta. "I'm sitting here listening to your pathetic coverage of race in America," he says. "We have all been victims in one way or another. How many relatives did my family lose in World War II? We can all go on with this victim stuff, but we do not because the issue 60 years later is finished. Lots of comments related back to the same time period. He lost his job. Why don't you do some coverage of Senator Byrd and his membership in the KKK or other Democrats that hark back to their segregationist roots?"
Another item from last week was Lynn Neri's interview with photographer Lauren Greenfield about her book, Girl Culture, which shows girls preoccupied with their bodies.
This is from Lillian Zumberg in Minneapolis.
"My younger sister is featured in Miss Greenfield's book. My sister was originally photographed by Miss Greenfield for an article on 13-year-old consumerism, as they were told, which appeared in the New York Times Magazine in the spring of 1998. It is my opinion that Miss Greenfield manipulated her subjects' naive trust in the authenticity of media, the very same media Greenfield blames for the damaged girl culture she attacks to fit her own agenda. It is disturbing to me that in the years since this photo was taken, no one has ever questioned the means by which Miss Greenfield got her pictures. The picture of my sister most often used showed her and her two friends reflected in a bathroom mirror. The caption under the photo said they were getting ready to go out to a cocktail party."
Ms. Zumberg continues, "In fact, they were getting ready to go to a friend's bar mitzvah. My sister specifically explained that she had taught herself to play several instruments, was in sports, and was friends with many people from all social cliques. None of this made it into the article, only a quote about her wearing makeup and liking to look nice."
And she concludes, "Miss Greenfield had done exactly what one might expect from the media, made a spin for an agenda, and made a buck at another's expense."
Our address is atc@npr.org. And when you write to us, please tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.